Hello. Yes. Hello. Hello. Welcome to another episode. This is, yes, Sandeep here. I'm very glad. Very glad. Very glad. Do it properly. Hey, welcome to the episode. No, how do you do this? Hello. Welcome back. Nah. Hello. No. Hi. Hi. Hello. Fuck. All right, guys. This is another episode. And as you know, I have issues with starting it off without sounding like a daft presenter prick. DPP, the daft presenter prick approach to the introduction of an episode, is recommended, not recommended. It's just like, hello and welcome to another production. Do you think we had this world where everything was sort of driven by it's the same thing now. Big corporate. What I mean, we had the TV networks, the radio networks, and they're all, and it's still, they're owned by these big, the media giants who own all these things. And they kind of got into this way of presenting programs, right? I don't know the exact limit, but every sort of show followed this template. This amount of airtime, this amount of ad time. And then as a result, if you were like me and you grew up in the 80s and 90s, that was when you had all your shows you were watching. They were all sort of like this, you know, 30-minute thing with a lot of ads. And even in radio, when I worked, I realized that out of an hour of radio programming, you have about, on a good day, where you don't have Diwali and festivals, which they have to promote the fuck out of, you have maybe 37 minutes of music, you have about 20 minutes of ads and 3 minutes of talk time in an hour, which is ridiculous, right? What's the point of hiring anyone then? So these templates exist across platforms and across mediums. But the idea, of course, then was to get this binge watching possibility out with OTT platforms where the entire thing was released. You get the entire season. But I don't know, like even with podcasting, the idea is to make it more individual and each person bring out their own flavor. But if you look in and you listen to podcasts, you have the same thing. And sort of American podcasts take the lead with that, right? Where typically you have the introduction, which is a segment, then you have music, then you go into the podcast, and they do sort of help people not lose track. They kind of have an ad break in the middle, or they have. So it's kind of what I'm trying to say is that while everything is so-called individual, we end up following patterns, and then it becomes a practice. You must have a catchy title. You must have a good hook in the beginning. You must have a snippet from the podcast to play up top, so people are like, oh my God, it's interesting. And I don't know what the right answer is, but my point is, why do we always go into patterns when things are done in a new way? Because with everything new, after a few weeks, you have people who set a certain way it should be done, and then everyone follows that. And if you don't do that, and I suppose if it works for you, fuck, great, go ahead and do it. But my thing is, why are people who don't do it, I wouldn't say punished for it, but are constantly reminded that they're not doing the right thing, whether you know, if they choose to or not. If they choose to not do that, why the fuck is it a problem for most people? Because the thing is, you know, I do this podcast. I'm not trying to make it about my podcast, but when I do this, I really enjoy doing solo talks, and I enjoy talking to people. Now, maybe numbers, people who are marketing people or sales or whatever, branding people, be like, but your numbers should grow. And I'm like, you know what? Numbers will grow. And I've been doing stand-up for 11 years, and clearly, there are people who are better at marketing themselves, marketing your comedians, and they're obviously way ahead. I don't know what even ahead means, but they're way more popular. But my point is, if someone believes that they want to do something in a certain way, and of course, if it's a blatant error, then I understand. If like they do the entire podcast with the mic switched off, or if their audio is really bad. I think there's basic things which are important for a podcast where your audio has to be good. You need to, you know, have some sense of what you're talking about, not like what I do, like just like, wow, today, wow. But I do somewhere have some semblance of what I want to put across to you. So there's no definite right or wrong. This is what a lot of people say, but then they tell you what is what is not right, which ends up being what is wrong. So I'm just trying to understand. Well, this leads me to, the reason for the first part till now was just for me to use that word. Use that sentence. Well, this leads me to, it leads me to talking about individuals. You know, I think we as, a species kind of apparently thrive in tribes. And that's how we could hunt and gather, and that's how we could form, more larger collectives. We could speed up our evolutionary path and progress and civilization, society, all these things. Now, of course, in a present day context, you have the idea of teamwork, and you have the bigger structures like the corporations and the organization structure. But my thing is, you don't have to do everything in a group thing, because I'm trying to get this idea across to myself, is I have no issues if you're doing a group activity for a certain reason, but there's also a flip side to the group, and I don't know if I've spoken about this on previous episodes, but anyway, here goes, where there are certain situations where group thinking, or I'm going to even go out on a limb and say mob mentality, which is not that far away from group thinking, because group thinking is seen as a way to contribute multiple ideas towards a certain purpose. They call it, whatever, team building. They use the idea of the team to make it better because one individual supposedly can't. And maybe in certain cases, when you build a nice car, a team really brings together various expertise to make that car truly a better car than an individual would make. But now, if you take the same team and they don't have a purpose, and then you tell them that their identity as a team is, petrol heads. Now, great, right? Okay, maybe they are those same. And I'm saying the exact same team. Those 50 people who built the car are now not building a car, but they're basically called petrol heads. So that's given them an identity, as opposed to engineers or designers who came together to put their skills together. Now it's becoming more of a fundamental identity where they see themselves and they believe that they are petrol heads. Now that might have a guy called Jack and Prashant and a girl called Jill and another person called Preeti, who knows? Very eclectic set of names, if you're wondering. I'm trying to keep it truly global. And now they believe that the primary responsibility of their group is to associate with petrol heads and not all the other things that go into making these four people or these 50 people. I feel then it's not a healthy thing, because then what happens is petrol heads' identity depends so much on petrol heads and how much other people in the group have to make it about that, that it breeds a sense that petrol heads are great as long as they're better than diesel heads or electric heads or motor heads. Isn't that a band? Yeah. So the thing is, and this also leads me to another point, which I think is we have this sense of things being good objectively, which I think it should be. They're good, but with a sense of their own kind of flaws, which I think is the idea of an individual. I think every individual is essentially got a mixture of good, bad, and a set of other things. And the thing which we do is that we say it's good compared to another thing, like it's better than or it's not as good as. And that's where the problem comes, because petrol heads as a group may be great because they came together, put this machine together, their skills were perfect, and they worked in a cohesive way to come together, to bring this project, this idea to life. Now, the problem is when you say petrol heads are not as good, or petrol heads only exist because there is a diesel heads and there's an electric heads and there's motor heads, is that then they don't focus so much on bringing out their skills, but they focus more on their identity. Now, of course, all this is fucking make-believe, right? There's no group called petrol heads. I don't know. Maybe there are. Maybe this is. Who the fuck cares? But I'm just trying to understand this from a point of view without dropping in group names like transgender, LGBTQ, any of those things. But I'm just talking about the healthiness of a mob, which then is really unhealthy. Because you're not bringing your strengths to the group, but rather you're relying on the group to give you a sense of cover, a sense of representation, or taking one aspect of what you think you want to celebrate, which is not always a bad thing, but it's not good to rely only on that, because then you become very threatened when that particular identity is challenged, or when someone even questions it, not even challenged, when someone says, as petrol heads, do you guys think that, there is a future for electric and fossil? You automatically, but no, that means my future is jeopardized and it is at stake. So I need to fight it, other forces that are threatening, or perceivably or supposedly threatening your identity, which is not even your identity, it's the petrol heads, which is one thing that you do. You might end up doing other things like doing, you love windsurfing or you might like drawing. But because you've associated so much of your, invested so much of your identity into this group, that the reason for the group existing becomes a threat to your fundamental being. And that's the problem. That's what we're noticing and we're hearing and we're seeing. And in India especially, this is what politicians exploit, right? They use the masses and the fear of God and this idea of ignorance in some way, in all aspects of life, right? From getting votes to even religious sort of unrest when they go and they, like even in the farmers' protest. Yeah, there are genuine farmers' issues which need to be addressed, but then they politicize the whole thing and they use this idea of the mob to really spread fear. And you know, in the scale of our country, where there are so many people who don't have access to the basics in life, and instead of focusing on giving them that, which is this idea of, you know, good healthy food, shelter, and access to health care, and access to dignified ways of living, instead of giving them that, they know that, you know, they can appease them by giving them the sense of feeling a part of the mob, so they can riot, they can you know, spread this sense of unrest when things happen, right? Like there could either be fans of celebrities, there could be political kind of groups, but the problem is, for me, is when it stops ending up being a group and starts becoming a mob. Like a group has a specific focus and doesn't, you know, I don't think your group, you don't feel threatened as an individual, your identity doesn't go. And that's the idea in a group, right? You're just giving one skill of yours towards a larger idea, project, which cannot come to life on your with your skill set alone. But the problem is when it becomes that particular group is extremely representative, when it becomes extremely representative of your one trait, which you then make it your the majority trait, and then as a result, that group and all its various the reason for it being the more recognition the group gets, or the more sort of the group is threatened, that sort of becomes the individual's threat level and threatens their being as well. That's what I have a problem with, and that's when it becomes really, really terrifying, because you end up having these things, what we're looking at today with all the communal stuff, with the gender stuff, with the political polarization. And yeah, I think that's the fucking problem, and I can't deal with that, because even in schools you have the group, which is a group activity to make a project happen in class, but then you have the mob or a semi-mob when you have this bullying kind of tactics being employed, and you just multiply that on a larger social up the social ladder, maybe down the social ladder, but across various aspects of social life, and then you see it everywhere. And that's not good. I just wanted to break this down in my head, and that's probably why some of the... But let me know what you think. I really think this is a scary time, and I'd rather deal with individuals. And of course, if I'm asked to work on a show, and if I have a certain strength, and someone says, can you come over and, you know, help with your ideas, I'd be happy to. But say then that team that is building... Or that team that's come together to make a web series or something, then is just identified only as known as that group, as the web series group for that particular thing. It just, I don't know, I don't like that anymore, man. It just makes things, because then you become this certain group which automatically forms certain dynamics. You typically will have someone who wants to lead that group, someone who's going to take shit from everyone. And you notice this across boards. You notice this even in teams. If the team is an unhealthy team, and the mob especially, you have the followers, you have the leaders, then you have the people who are shat on. Because if you watch the movie Layer Cake, this makes sense, because everyone needs someone to shit on. And the point is that we as individuals are so complex, and we have all this diversity and all these good and bad in us, which we should celebrate, as opposed to giving up some of that for membership in this mob. And I think that's the problem, because you're scared that if this mob then rejects you, that you don't have anything to fall back on, because you know you fucking compromise your complexity as a being to become this group. And I have a problem with that, with anything, whether it's a fraternity, whether it's membership in a certain cult or whatever it may be. I think it's terrifying for that person when they're in that situation going, oh fuck, how do I leave this now? So the more natural instinct is to hold on tighter and to say, no, I'll do anything to not be thrown out of this mob or this group. And as a result, you see these things where it becomes from a desperation to hold on to it, to not being rejected, to not being abandoned by the group, suddenly turning into I'll do anything, going into anger, into fear. I mean, fear usually, which leads to anger, which leads to hate, which leads to intolerance. I mean, they're not in that particular order, but you know what I'm saying. So basically, I don't have any advice, but I just think it's fucking scary that these things are cropping up everywhere in the world. So just try and be aware of not getting sucked into this nonsense, because it's very easy to, because you feel, oh, you know, at least it's somewhere I belong. But trust me, if you just spend that much time on yourself and understand what you really and who you really are, you'll end up being the better person and the stronger person for it. You might feel like an outsider, but trust me, getting swallowed up by these beasts that these mobs become isn't good, because then you end up doing things that you wouldn't do as an individual, and you end up doing mindless actions which could hurt you and hurt others for sure. And you don't want it to sort of suddenly wake up and smell the roses going, what the fuck have I become? So yeah, that's my little introspection kind of on this topic. And if you do have anything on this and you want to share something with me, drop a message, drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And of course, it's Diwali in India this week. So enjoy yourselves and try not being a cunt and light fireworks, man. It's a very cunty thing to do. So, yeah. And I know many of you do it because it's kind of like, oh, it's a done thing for Diwali. But it's not the done thing. It probably was. But you don't need to do it. You don't need to make fucking noise and put stinky smoke in the air and then just go fucking breathe that shit. You'd rather smoke a cigarette if you're doing that. But it's one of those things. You're scared to say anything. I'm not saying about, it's a personal choice, but fucking don't do it. But generally, we're scared to speak out against things because we're scared what the mob will think. Like something like standing up for a national anthem in a movie theater, all these things. No, it just becomes one of those things where you just like, I don't want to be that person sticking my neck out and talking about it. But think for yourselves. I think it really helps. And don't let the mob scare you into believing that you are wrong because the mob is right. Because the mob is not a fucking is not a rational, sensitive being which has multiple emotions. It's basically a bunch of people who have forsaken their dignity and their complexity for this so-called one cause, which they're holding on to because they think that that will give them a break and identity which they don't have on their own. So don't be threatened by these people. I know it's scary, and I'd be fucking scared as well. But yeah, I think if more and more and more of us try to understand that we are individuals and we come together for certain things and we need a family, we need a society for certain things, but we don't have to turn it into this toxic mob, I think we can slowly, you know, help each other. So yeah, let me know how your festival is and how it goes, or whatever you're doing. Don't let me know how your festival goes. Why the fuck am I saying? Anyway, hope you have a good time. And don't be cunts. Don't light fireworks. Have a good time. Have a good holiday. And I'll be back on another episode right here on the Soapy Rao Show. Till then, goodbye. God bless. Cheers. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you liked what you heard, please do check out the other episodes on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. And I would much appreciate it if you could like the video, share it with people who you think might enjoy it. And of course, do subscribe to the channel because it will help me and the podcast grow and reach more people just like you. So thanks again. Appreciate it.